Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
So I'm paddleboarding, which I've done twice in my life, at Excelsior Beach in Minneapolis here. And this lady and her husband are kind of looking at me. So I go over there. I said, do you want to try this? She goes, could I? I go, yeah, I'll hold the board for you and help you get up. And you know, we can do it. And she says to me, you're the guy. I go, you know, I like to think so, but most people don't recognize the fact. Thank you very much. She goes, no, you're George from Real Recovery. I go, you're kidding me. She goes, no, I listen to the show every week. So is my husband. I go, I don't listen to the show. I go, really? She goes, I love you and Bill. I go, I'm better than Bill, right? She goes, I don't know. Bill's pretty good. I never told you that, did I?
No, you left that part of the story out.
So she says, husband, come here. She goes, this is George from Real Recovery. Here's what he says. It's a sign from God. I go, what? He goes, it's a sign from God. That's what this is. It's a sign from God. Okay, I heard it three times. I go, why is this a sign from God? He goes, I went through Redemption House. He goes, do you know John Leonard? I go, we had him on our show. And he said, I was doing good and I relapsed, and I've been looking for a sign from God about whether I should get into recovery again. And he goes, to run into a guy who has a recovery show at the beach, that's the sign from God. I'm thinking, I'm looking for a sign from God to do this project. I got it. He said it like four times. I got it, God, the second time he said it. So that's what we're doing now. And I think, Bill, the big thing that I want to tell everybody is staying sober is great. But I think for me, the big part of God's call on my life, I look back on this, and I hope I didn't bore everybody with my story, but the thing is, I didn't have anything to do with this. And when you come to believe that a power greater than yourself can restore you to sanity, that's the Holy Spirit giving you that. Because your best thinking got you in here. You're not going to come up with that. At the prodigal son, you know, he's a long way off, and the thought occurred to him he could go back to his father. That thought didn't come from him. That came from his father through the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. The call on my life is to have people hear that Jesus did this for George. I am the worst addict I ever met, and the reason I'm a Christian is... I'm a mess. I'm a drug addict. I committed adultery. I need a savior. And I can't think of anybody who needs a savior more than I do. But what I will tell you is I did not waste my life because of what God did for me. I'm going to be 60 in January. I'm not cool with that. But I know that God has had me all the way. I never had bad feelings about religion because nobody abused me. And I know some people are listening out there. I hear recovering Catholics. I hear this. I hear that. You might meet some bad people, but we don't have a bad God. We have a God who loves us more than anything we can imagine. And if you could ever get your hands around how much he loves you, I look at my life, it's a miracle. Not me, but God.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.